Okay, we left off in the previous year. We were trying to understand why this principle was true, that Kli Sheni Einam Avasho. The Gemara said it both in Chulin vis-a-vis Bas Bekalov, as well as in Shabbos vis-a-vis Bishul B'Shabbos. But it was unclear why that phenomenon should be true. Why is it that if I take a pot off the fire and I put raw food into it, that's a problem with Bishul? If I take a pot, empty its contents, and pour it into a bowl, and I put raw food in, so somehow that's okay. That's okay, both in terms of Bishul Deraisa for Bas Mechav as well as for Shabbos. A very, very strange idea. So we mentioned in the last year that the Rishalmi seems to say that this is based on the following, that Min HaTorah, the definition of Bishul, requires an Eish Mamash. It has to be literally an Eish present at the time in order for Bishul Deraisa to play out. Anytime the Eish is not present, so by definition, you're only talking about Bishul Derabanan. Now we can begin to understand why Kli Sheni is mutter. If anyway Min HaTorah, you're only violating Bishul when there's an Eish present, so the minute that I take the pot off the fire, there's automatically no Deraisa here. But it does make sense to make a Derabanan, because since this pot at one time was on the fire, it's perfectly understandable to make a Gezeira. Don't cook food in a pot that was on the fire, Gezeira that you may come to cook the food in a pot that is on the fire now. But once you empty the contents into a bowl, that's already so far removed. Who's going to make such a mistake and say, well, if I can't cook if I'm allowed to cook in a bowl, then I'm allowed to cook on the fire itself. We're too far away from one another. So that's what the Rishalmi used the phrase, also herchek l'kli rishon, to also herchek l'kli sheni. So that phrase, also herchek is a loshen midirabonim, also is a loshen rabim, means chazal. Chazal made a there are almost three degrees of cooking in halacha. There's cooking deraisa, which has to have a fryer present right now. There's cooking derabanan that would be prohibited in a kli that at one time had a fire under it. And then there's cooking that's not even cooked altogether. It's mutar l'chatchila. That's once the contents have already been emptied into a kli sheni. So the whole Yerushalmi is predicated on the assumption that Bishul Deraisa requires a real bona fide fire, flame present at the time of the actual cooking. However, notwithstanding what we said on Friday, which was really the Ramban's interpretation of the Rishalmi, there is another way of reading the Rishalmi. The whole Rishalmi said, we take a look quickly again at the third of the Ramakamos, with the Gemara, the second line of the Rishalmi, Amar Rabbi Yona, Kanvakad Ein Liyad Shaletes, that in both cases, both Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, we're talking about Ein Ayad Shaletes, which Ramban interpreted to mean your hand can't stay there. So that means what we call in our lingo Yad Soletes Bo. It means it's so hot that if I'll touch it, I'll pull my hand away right away. So Kanvakan Ein Ayad Shaletes, even though the water is very, very hot, doesn't matter. Also Herchek L'Karisho, also Herchek L'Sheni. Even though the water is so, so hot, it doesn't matter. That's only a Derabban, it's only B'Tar is Herchek. And the Herchek was only made for K'Lirisho, not for K'Lisheni. However, there is a different reading of the Rishalmi. But in order to appreciate the different reading of the Rishalmi, let's take a look at the fifth of the Ramakamos. It's a Shach in Yerodea. The Shach in Yerodea in Siman Kuf Hei tells us the following basic premise and everything we're talking about, all of Hilchas Blias and all problems in the kitchen in Yerodea, says the Shach, V'chol chom hanudavka kishayat zoletes bo. The definition of heat, just that. I think if there's someone still on maybe unmuted. One second. Let me just. So someone's still muted. I'm sorry. Someone's still muted, I think. Someone's unmuted now. Hold on. Okay. He's better now. Okay. So the Shach says in the beginning of the fifth of Ramakom, it's Chol Chom Harudavka Kishayad Saletis Bo. The only time something is considered to be hot in halacha is if it's Yad Saletis Bo. It's hot enough that if I touch it, I'll put my hand away. But if my hand won't be pulled away, even if it's on the fire and it's beginning to get warm, it doesn't matter. If it's not Yatzaletizbo, there's nothing to talk about. Zero. There are no bliyas, no bishul, absolutely nothing, says the Shach. V'chein, poskim poskim rishon v'acharonim, v'duchtei tuva. Says the Shach, this is found in earlier sources and later sources, many, many places. This is like Yaduah before, this is the cloud godel in your idea that short of Yatzaletis Bo, nothing to worry about. Chen Kosu Marshal, Rekolabosar, Simenayin Aleph, the Marshal says this explicitly. After the Maharshal says what he said, then he turns, makes it about face, and he writes, I am afraid, says the Maharshal, to be lenient about a Kli Rishon that's sitting on the fire itself. As long as it's warm, a filo. Afilu eina yatsa letisbo. Says the Maharshal, even if it's not all that hot, it's not yatsa letisbo, it's still a problem. Why is that? Where did the Maharshal get this idea from that if it's not yatsa letisbo, it should be a problem? So listen to where the Maharshal derives this from. The asu harchok alekhirishon to the isa Yerushalmi. The Maharshal quotes our Yerushalmi and says that's what Yerushalmi meant when it said asu harchok alekhirishon. What is the Maharshal saying? Something radically different from what the Ramban said. The Maharshal is saying that also Achok Kli Rishon means if the Kli Rishon is not so hot, if it's not Yatza Letisbo, so then Min HaTorah, there's no problem with Bishol. Al Zen Ne'emar, the Din D'Rabbanan, also Achok Kli Rishon. Chazal would gezer not to cook food on Shabbos in a Kli Rishon, even if it's not Yatza Letisbo, where it won't affect Bishol on love of the Raisa. That was the Gezeirah D'Rabbanan. That was the Hachokha that Chazal were referring to. But if it's Yatza Letisbo, that wasn't even the topic of the Rishalmi. So unlike the Ramban who said that Hachokha of the Rishalmi was, don't cook in a Kli Rishon off the fire, Gezeirah Oto on the fire, the Mashal says there's no such Rishalmi. That's a din deraisa. To cook in a Kli Rishon off the fire is a din deraisa. It's Bishul Korban HaTorah. But Rishalmi meant is something, if it's not Yatza Letisbo, Gezeira Oto Yatza Letisbo. That was the Mashal's Pshat. If that's the Pshat of Rishalmi, then there's no source for the idea that the Ramban was telling us. There's no source for this idea that Kli Rishon Shalom Gabi Eish is on the Midirabana. But the problem is, this Mashal's reading of the Rishalmi is very difficult, as the Shach himself says. Let's go back to the Shach, the fifth in the Ramakamas. V'lo yaradati l'sof daito, says the Shach, I don't know what the Maharshal meant. The Rabbi Yerushalmi per Akira Isa, the Asur HaChokha l'Kli Rishon, she'ein ayad sheletisbo. The Yerushalmi said, this HaChokha was referring to something which is ein ayad sheletisbo. And we all know, what does ein ayad sheletisbo mean? V'hainu she'ein ayad shlitabo. It means it's too hot for the hand to touch. The hainu Hayad, so let this go. If you remember when we first introduced Rishalmi, we said there are two radically different ways of reading the Rishalmi's phrase, Ein Hayad shall let this go. The Ramban and the Shach thought that Ein Hayad shall let this go means Yad so let this go. It means it's hot, it's really, really hot, and it's still the Rabbanan because it's off the fire. So how could the Maharshal say differently? So comes the Maharshal and supports himself and actually has a source in early Rishalmi in the Sefer Aruch, that we totally mistranslated the phrase Ein Hayad Sholetesbo. The word Sholetes is another way of saying the word Soledes. We pronounced it wrong. It's not Sholetes, it's Soledes with a sin, and the letter Tes and the letter Dalet sound very close to one another. We know there are different dialects of Aramaic in Eretz Yisrael and in Babel. The Gemara tells us that explicitly. You don't need the Gemara to tell us, just open up Yerushalmi, you'll realize right away it was a totally different dialect of Aramaic. First of all, it was a different area. It was also a couple hundred years difference. So the Havdol, it's like speaking English in England in the 1700s and America in 2020. So there are going to be different words that are pronounced slightly different. So comes the Maharshal and others before him and say that when the Rishalmi says, Ein Hayad Soledesbo, that means Ein Hayad Soledesbo. And it's still also Midrabanan. That was the Gezeira Midrabanan. Don't cook in Kli Rishon, even though they're not all that hot. So when all the dust settles, let's go back now to the Rishalmi, back to the fourth of the Mamakov, I'm sorry, back to the third of the Mamakov's of the Rishalmi, because everything's going to hinge upon that word. And let's just highlight once again the two very different ways of reading the Rishalmi. So the Rishalmi, the third of the Mamakov, poses the question, what's the difference between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni? So comes the Gemara, Rabbi Yonah, we'll skip down to the next line, Rabbi Yonah, Kanvakan Eina Yashalatis. They're both really the same in terms of temperature. just as a din derabbanan that was made by Kli Rishon, a din derabbanan was not made by Kli Sheni. So what does that mean? Kan v'kan eni yachal efes. So according to the Ramban and according to the Shach, what that means is very, very hot water, boiling hot water, which is only also with the Rabbanon because it's off the fire, and they never made that Gzeira Rabbanon on Kli Sheni because it was never on the fire in the first place. According to the Maharshal, Kan v'kan eniyat sholetes is supposed to be pronounced soledes, which means the water is not all that hot, and it's not all that hot, therefore min ha-Torah it's mutter, but the Rabbanon they made a Gzeira. So when all the dust settles, if a person takes a pot of water, boiling hot, turns off the fire, throws raw food into that pot, is that Bishul Derais or that Bishul Derabbanan? Bottom line. So according to the Ramban and the Shach's reading of the Rishalmi, that's only Bishul Derabbanan. According to the Maharshal's reading of the Rishalmi, there's no source for that. Of course it's Derais. What's the Shaila? If you're cooking a Kli Rishon, if it's hot, so the game's over, it doesn't matter whether it's on the fire or whether it's off the fire. So that's a major, major point of contention. If you're willing to accept that Bishul in a Kli Rishon off the fire is on a midrabanon, then you could explain why Kli Sheni is muta lagamrei. But if you reject that premise, if you hold that Bishul in a Kli Rishon off the fire is deraisa, then you're back to square one. You have no way of knowing why should Kli Sheni be muta. Man ishtana Kli Rishon from a Kli Sheni. So ultimately, our question is, why is Kli Sheni in Mavashel? That's the name of our sugya, Kli Sheni in Mavashel. Why is that phenomenon true that Kli Sheni in Mavashel? So again, we have a major question. Why is it a cliché in Mavashel? We have the Rishalmi's approach, but the Rishalmi's approach is only true if that beer in the Rishalmi is correct, that off the fire, by definition, can only be a derabbanan. But even if that's what the Rishalmi says, we're still very, very weary of such a shita. This idea that Bishul Derais applies only on the fire is still very, very controversial. Take a look at the sixth of the Marmakomos. The Ran of Masechet Shabbos continues analyzing closer to home to the Bavli. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Gufta Boy, the sixth of Rambam comes. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Gufta Boy, Kamei Rabbi Muna. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Gufta raised the question in front of Rabbi Muna. Also came b'Shabbos, Chayav b'Shum Mavashel. Also came b'Bas B'Cholav, Chayav b'Shum Mavashel. If a person does the following, if he does this, is he Chayav for Bishlon Shabbos? If a person does this, is he chayef for cooking bas b'cholov? We're not sure what is the this. So the this, as the Gemara in Yerushalayim explained a little bit earlier, is talking about the following, is that I take boiling water from a tea kettle from a pot, and I pour it onto raw food. So I didn't put the raw food into the pot. Rather, I did what's called an halacha iri kli rishon. I'm sorry, iri kli rishon. I poured out of a kli rishon onto raw food. What's the din? Is that called Bishul on Shabbos and I'm a chayef for that on Shabbos and or similarly, if I did that in Bas B'cholov, let's say I have a piece of meat and I take boiling hot milk and I pour the milk onto the meat rather than putting the meat into a pot of milk, is that called a violation of L'Savash B'di B'cholov B'mayna? So that's the Rishalmi Shaila. Also came B'Shabbos chayef, also came Bas B'cholov chayef. So Amalei, so Rabbi Muna responded, Lo di Amar Rabbi Zeira, didn't Rabbi Zeira tell us Ezu cholot baror, kol she'or mahalach tachtov. What is considered to be cholot? Cholot means that the food is going to be cooked up. That's only when the fire is underneath. But if there's no fire underneath, like in the case of Eroi, so the place, the location of quote unquote bishul, there's no fire there. I took my tea kettle, walked the 10 feet away from the stove, poured onto a raw piece of food, poured onto my tea bag, for example. So that's no or tachtov. But there's no ortachtav, there's no bishul gomer. Adka, that's the Lashon HaYerushalmi. Alma lo svir lo l'bnei marama. Says the Rad, we see that the b'nei marama means those in the west, I mean the b'nei Eretz Yisrael. The Talmud Yerushalmi, the ira declaration of Vashel. You see that according to the Chachma Eretz Yisrael, iroi of a Kli Rishon is not really a Mavashel. Hopefully, Metz Shem, we're going to come to this sugya further down the line, a couple of days from now, we're going to get to the sugars, hopefully, of Iri Kli Rishon a little bit more in depth. So we're going to hopefully come back to this Rishami. But at this point, Rishami is saying pretty clearly that Iri cannot possibly be a deraisa of cooking because there's no fire there. So that's the phrase that Rishami says, Kol She'or Mahalach Tachtav. That's what's necessary for be a real bishul. So you see the B'nai Marava held that Iri is not Mavashel. Adraba, Now the Ryan goes even further. Mikilitfei migmar dilan. The Chachmei Eretz Yisrael are even more lenient than Achacham, even more lenient than the Chachmei Bavel. Diladit who? Because according to the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael and Talmud Yerushalmi, leis lehu bishul ela kishor malach tachtav. They're of the opinion that you need fire to be present at the time of the bishul. That's chayk v'lo yavr according to the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the Ran is following in the footsteps of the Ramban and predating the Shach by saying that according to the Talmud Yerushalmi, the fire present is chayk v'lo yavor in terms of bishul. Therefore, iri cannot possibly be a raisa, and therefore, a klirishon shloga gabi eish can also not be a raisa. That's a good thing that the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael held that way, because if you really accept that view that the Ran is reading the Yerushalmi like the Rabban, not like the Marashal, if that's the case, then I understand why klisheni and mavashel, why klisheni is mutter. So we like this Yerushalmi, we like this Ran, we like this sheet of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael that if it's no or tachtav, if there's no fire directly underneath, there's absolutely no question of a bishul deraisa taking place. We're comfortable with that view. But if you look carefully at the Ran was, Merames, the Ran hinted to the fact that even though the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael held that way, mikilei tfei migemar dilan, they were more lenient than our Gemara. Namely, the Chachmei Bavel didn't hold by this. Chachmei Bavel didn't buy into this. This principle of ein bishul gomer elikisha or malach tachtav, and also a chokolikli rishon, that whole notion that in order to be bishul derais, it has that fire present, that whole idea, lock, stock, and barrel, is more lenient than the Chachmei Bavel. Now that's not going to bode well for Pesach Halacha, because we know whenever there's machlek is the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, 99% of the time, we're going to follow the Bavli. But how did the Ran know those facts are true? Who told the Ran that the Chachmei Bavel disagree with the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael? We have a rule that whatever it says in the Yerushalmi, the starting point of every Yerushalmi, that those are the Hilga Marayim, the Tamidim Rabbi Yochanan. So we accept what it says in the Yerushalmi, Be'amun HaShleima. The only thing is that whenever there's machlek is the Bavli, yet the Erev quotes a tradition from the Gainim that we tend to paskin like the Chachmei Bavel, because the Chachmei Bavel were later, and therefore they had access to the Yerushalmi, and if they felt a particular sheet of the Yerushalmi wasn't accepted by Halacha, they had the right to veto what it said in the Yerushalmi. So whenever the Chachmei Bavel addressed something in the Yerushalmi directly and disagree with it, then we follow the Bavli. But if the Chachmei Bavel don't address it, they don't talk about the topic. Let's say, for example, in Seder Zeroyim, all of Seder Zeroyim in Yerushalmi and almost nothing in the Bavli. So there's very, very little in the Talmud Bavli that disagrees with what it says in the Yerushalmi. But if you have a Gemara in the Talmud Bavli that disagrees, then you're going to follow the Bavli. So the Ran, in one fell swoop, says, oh, it's a great Yerushalmi, phenomenal, wonderful Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that kol she'ena or malach tachtav is not bishul gomer. That's wonderful, according to the Yerushalmi. But the Ran said, in our Gemara, there's no source for that. In our Gemara, forget the opposite is true. In Talmud Bavli, we find that you can have bishul deraisa even without an or malach tachtav. Where? Let's challenge around. V'shteit in Talmud Bavli. Where does it say in Talmud Bavli? Where in the world does it say in Talmud Bavli that you can't have that you can have bishul even without an or malach tachtav? So although the Ran doesn't spell out exactly where it is, there appear to be two different sugyas that the Ran was referencing. One is related to us in terms of Bas B'Cholav, and the other is related to Hilcha Shabbos. So the one relating to us, again, we're searching, we're not detectives, we're trying to find in between the lines of the Talmud Bavli that Bishul Deraisa can take place even without a fire present. So let's take a look at the first of the Marmakomas again. If you remember, the Gemara was, how do we get into this whole discussion, Klishet Enim Avashel? The Gemara was trying to figure out why we're so machmir by Bas B'Cholav that I can't have a piece of meat on the same table when you're having milk. Why? What's the problem with that? So the Gemara says, the problem is, Gevalt, you're going to end up mixing the two together, you're going to end up having Bas B'Cholav. So the Gemara says, really? I'm having a cold salami sandwich and you're having a bowl of ice cream. That's going to be bishul of Bas B'Cholav. That's going to lead to a Bas B'Cholav problem. So let's take a look back at the first of the Ramakomas. Three lines from the bottom. Maskel Rav Sheshes. Sof sof tzonin b'tzeinenu. Says Rav Sheshes, it's only tzonin b'tzeinen. Everything's cold. What could possibly go wrong if everything is cold? Even if you can end up mistakenly putting some of the ice cream on top of your salami sandwich, it's not derech bishul. Amar Abayi says, no, the fear is as follows. What we're afraid is that not for the cold salami sandwich, the cold bowl of ice cream. What we're worried about is the hot bowl of chulent and the hot bowl of
macaroni and cheese. So if everything's hot and now the two things mix together, now you're asking for trouble with deraisa. So the other Chazal said in one fell swoop, keep the flesh and semuchas at separate tables, because if you start to eat them together, disaster may strike. You may end up mixing the flesh and semuchas together, and that's going to cause a problem. Says the Gemara, what kind of problem is that? Save klisheniu, klisheni mevashel. And what's going to be so gefrelich? And even if someone's going to throw some of the macaroni and cheese together with the hot shulet, what's so terrible? The natura, nothing happened anyway, because it's not lo sevashel gedi b'chalavimai, because it's only klisheni. People only eating klisheni, klisheni and mevashel. One says, no. Ella, kazeir shiviyala b'ilfus rishayin. What we're afraid is that you may end up eating out of the pot itself. So at first we thought the concern was ice cream with the cold salami sandwich. The Gemara laughed that off and said, there's no deraisa there anyway. So we don't make derabbanans on things that are not potentially deraisas. So that's off the charts of being a concern. The next concern the Gemara says was maybe you're going to be eating eating hot food out of bowls. The Gemara laughed that off also. Cliche the end of Mavasha. So the Gemara finally, concludes, the gezeira was you're going to eat out of pots. So if you're going to be eating out of a pot, I'm eating my chol out of my chol pot, you're eating your macaroni cheese out of your macaroni cheese pot. If the two mix together, that could spell trouble minat Torah. Wait, stop. Why should that spell trouble minat Torah? There's no fire. I'm eating out of my chol pot. I took the pot off the fire. You took your pot of macaroni and cheese off the fire. There's no fire anymore. If the Rishami was right, that in order to be bishul deraisa, you need a fire present, not in the past, but in the present right now, how in the world will there ever be a bishul deraisa, a basmal deraisa, in this scenario? And the Gemara is forced in the corner because the Gemara is convinced we must identify a basmal deraisa problem here. The only way to identify this problem is to call it an ilfus risha. How does an ilfus risha pose a problem? It's still not a problem deraisa because there's no fire present. That's what the Ran had in mind. When the Ran said that in the Chachmei Bavel, the Talmud Bavli, there were more Machmei than the Rishami, what the Ran meant was this long. You see from our Gemara, if the case of Bas B'chol deraisa is two people eating out of pots, even though clearly the fire is off, you see from here, that's also Bishol deraisa. That could also create Bas B'chol deraisa. And if we extrapolate from Bas B'chol to Shabbos, like we've been doing back and forth the whole Shir Sugya, just as there's Bishol deraisa even without a fire for Bas B'chol, there's Bishol deraisa even without a fire for Hilchos Shabbos as well. L'chora, that was at least one of the Ran's rayas that the Chachmei Bavel insisted that there's Bishol deraisa even without a fire present. Is there any way to refute this raya? Is there any way to say that not necessarily, that the Bavli is not necessarily arguing with the Rishami? Maybe it's still in sync with the Rishami. It's kind of hard to believe. Bavli says, Ilfus Risha, where's the fire? So the answer could be just a Metzius Teretz. So Bechorim say, there is a fire present. Where's the fire? Where's the fire? So I always use, whenever I learn this sugya, I always give the example, you order Chinese food, you order from chopsticks. So if you say you're having something done in your house, so they won't just bring you tubs of food. Bring in the little sternos, the little flames, the little fire. You have to light them up underneath the food to keep the food hot. Oh, wait a second. That's an ilfus rishon al gabi eish mamish. That's what we're worried about. We're worried that if you're going to have two guys sitting at the table, so the guy is so hamish, he's not only is he not eating out of a bowl, he's eating out of a pot. He's eating out of a pot that has a fire underneath it. So, if he's eating his... There's a beef and broccoli out of a pot with a fire underneath it. And the other guy's eating from another restaurant. He's eating his macaroni and cheese with a fire under it. That's Bishol deraisa. If those two foods mix and match together, they have a savash libacholavimai. So when the Gemara says Shabiyala Bilfas Risha, we have to add in. And also, don't forget, there's still a fire present. Because there wouldn't be a fire present, then there wouldn't be a deraisa. So the Ran thought that was a joke. The Ran thought that was a dicho. That was not a true scenario. But those who don't want to reject the Yushami outright, who still want to salvage the Yushami, you have to finagle in, you have to stick in. That Hachamai Eskina, this fire present. Otherwise, the Baal is against Yushami. So again, so we're still sticking to our Yushami. We're holding on to Yushami for dear life. That Klisheni Eino Mavasho is because Klisha itself off the fire is not a deraisa. So lo asu achakol klisheni, and whether or not Yerushalmi even said it, It's a big machlekes, depending on how you learn Pshat Yushami, the Ramban and Shach, or the Barashal. And even if the Yushami said it, we're not quite sure that the Bavli doesn't disagree. But there is another Bavli that is a very, very pivotal sugya. It's a sugya that's going to constantly come up. The next couple of sugyas of Bishul that we have, we're going to keep on referencing, hopefully, this Bavli. And this may be something else that the Ran had in mind. When the Ran threw out that line and said, Chachmei Bavli disagree with the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, the Ran may very well have had this following Gemara in mind. In order to understand this Gemara, we have to go to the seventh of the Ramakamos. We have to actually learn a Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us in the seventh of the Ramakamos, Ein nost in beitz b'tzad ha-mecha b'shvil sh'tiskal gel. You're not allowed to take an egg, a raw egg, and put it next to a hot pot. If you put the raw egg, it's going to touch the very, very hot pot. So the egg may begin to boil, may reach the point of hardening, and that's going to be a potential bishul problem. So ibaylu, so on the top of the back of the page, ibaylu, the Gemara is a shot about this Mishnah, Gilgal line. Now, what if you did this? What if you went ahead and you violated this bit in the Mishnah? You took a raw egg and you put it on top of a very, very hot pot, and now it turned, it boiled, and that got really, really hot. What's the din? So, did you violate a nisa deraisa? All you violate was a nisa derabana. Gilgal mai. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Gilgal chayev chatos. Rabbi Yosef said, if you're a megalgel, you're chayev chatos. Chayev chatos is a nice way of saying you violated a nisa deraisa. The Gemara says, we're going to prove that that's the case. Amar mar berei de Ravina. Mar, the son of Ravina, said, I'm going to prove to you, afan anami tadin. I'm going to bring you a proof from a Mishnah that that is in fact the case. Again, this Mishnah about Emagalgal, you're not allowed to put an egg next to a hot pot. So the Mishnah doesn't say whether that's the Raisa or the Rabbanan. So we can't prove from the Lashon of Mishnah itself. But Rav Yosef said, in fact, it is a Deraisa. And Amar Rav Ravina is going to prove to you from another Mishnah, a Mishnah that's 100, 120 block later, the Masechah Shabbos, Afan Anami Tanina, the following Mishnah. Kol Shibba B'chamen Milfnei HaShabbos. Anything that was in hot water from before Shabbos, which is a nice way of saying it was cooked already. So anything that was already cooked from before Shabbos, Sharon HaSeh B'chamen B'Shabbos. You can soak it in hot water on Shabbos. The Mishnah, that is the source of the rule, called Ein Bishol Achadishol. Once something was already cooked, it's no longer susceptible to recooking. Any recooking, quote unquote, is just merely reheating. That would not be an issa deraisa, and sometimes it's even mutar lechatchila. So that's what the Mishnah says. Kol shebo b'chamen b'nei Shabbos. If it was in the hot water from before Shabbos, shein issa b'chamen b'Shabbos. Then it's okay. You can soak it. You could soak it in hot water on Shabbos because ein bishul achabishul. I should point out that this is the source in Shas for the rule of ein bishul achabishul. That phrase itself, ein bishul achabishul, actually doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara. There's no anywhere in Chazal, nowhere in Shas does the Chazal use that phrase, ein bishul achabishul. That phrase was coined by the Rishonim. That phrase describes this phenomenon that appears in this Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos. So again, so the Gemara is quoting a Mishnah, Kol shebo b'chamen b'nei Shabbos, Sharon HaSeh b'chamen b'Shabbos, Kol shelo b'chamen b'nei Shabbos. Anything that was not put in hot water from before Shabbos, i.e. it's halachically raw, it was not yet cooked. So then the implication is obvious, you can't soak it on Shabbos. What can you do with it? Madichan HaSeh b'chamen b'Shabbos. Rather than soaking it in hot water, what you can do is you can be madichan. Madichan means to wash it off. You could take hot water out of a pot and pour it on the raw food, that's okay. Madichan HaSeh b'chamen b'Shabbos. Now, I was quick to say you could take hot water out of a pot. It doesn't say pot in the Mishnah. We're going to have to talk about that a little bit later on. But the Mishnah clearly draws a distinction between shorin versus madichan. So if the food was already cooked, then you could even be sure you could even soak it in hot water. If the food wasn't cooked yet, then soaking is off limits, but washing is okay. The only thing that you are not allowed to wash on Shabbos, even though you're not soaking it, chutz min ha-maliach yashin v'kluyus ha-ispanim. Certain kinds of foods, very salty kinds of foods, small fish. What is wrong with these foods? Shadachasan zui gemar malachdan. Because if you're going to be pouring hot water onto these foods, that's going to be gemar malachdan. That's a completion of a process of something. We're not sure completion of what. And therefore, it's prohibited. And therefore, it's prohibited min ha-Torah, shma mina. Just as the pouring of the hot water onto the little pieces of herring, the little pieces of salty fish or something, just as that's prohibited, presumably min ha-Torah, so too, the taking of an egg and putting the egg against a hot pot on Shabbos and making it a hard-boiled egg, that's also an issur d'oraisa. But this is really pilei ploy, this whole sugya b'chivya itself, we're not quite sure what in the world is going on in this sugya. We started out with a statement in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah was, you're not allowed to take an egg and put it against a hot pot on Shabbos. That's an issur gomor. How usher is that? D'oraisa d'rabbanan, not clear. So comes the Gemara and says that we paskin, that's chayev chatas. Now comes the Gemara and says that not only is it chayev chatas, we bring your raya that it's chayev chatas from an explicit Mishnah at the end of Masechta Shabbos. So we're not quite sure why that din in the Mishnah is true. We don't even know what malach is going on at that din in the Mishnah. We're not quite sure why the pouring of the hot water is also min haTorah on the small uncooked yet foods. We're not sure why that's their isa. And we're not sure what in the world was the comparison to the Gilgal Beitza. So we have a lot of work to do. But the goal of our discussion now is not so much a Shabbos oriented, it's much more Bas Bechol oriented, because we're trying to go back to square one. We're trying to figure out what Bishul Deraisa is, what Bishul Deraisa is not. What's the status of a Kli Rishon, Kli Rishon Aleh, Shalom Gabeish? Because the Ran had that cryptic comment that there's a machlokes between the Chachmei Bavel, Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, for Bet Hashem tomorrow. We have to work out this sugya, the intricacies of this sugya significantly more to appreciate why this Gemara is such a pivotal Gemara, then be able to go back to try to solve our original problem. What exactly is the difference, or why is there a difference between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Shen? Okay, much have a wonderful day.